This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A lot of confusion this morning at schools across Colorado, and so far unconfirmed reports of guns or bombs on or near campus in Boulder, Canyon City, Alamosa, Durango, and other cities. At Brighton High School, police have dismissed a threat as not credible. And in Aspen, the Pitkin County Sheriff's Office has sounded the all clear. An elementary school in Lamar was in lockdown for just a few minutes before police dismissed a threat there. Reports of an active threat at Boulder High School are still unconfirmed, and police have asked surrounding areas to shelter in place as they continue to investigate. No injuries have been reported there in Boulder. The city's police department said on Twitter that buses are driving to the high school to evacuate students and take them to another site. We have updates on this developing story at CPR.org. The state is working to help local governments and law enforcement find people who've wandered off. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the program's target those with dementia or brain injuries.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation estimates that 6 in 10 people with Alzheimer's will wander off at some point in their lives. A new state law has created a resource to help set up tracking systems and other support for people dealing with a range of medical conditions and cognitive issues who may easily wander off and get lost. The state has nearly $90,000 available. The deadline for local governments to apply for grants for their own programs is Monday. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Again, we are following what is so far several unconfirmed threats at schools in Boulder and across Colorado. Some schools have been on lockdown, others have been evacuated. But again, so far, no reports of any violence or injuries, and we'll have more news through the day. Also following the progress of a winter storm, bringing snow today and very cold temperatures overnight. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.